Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Dan Wolfe is behind the glass in for Tucker Bagley on this Monday night. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. A lot to get to leading up to the Phillies game tonight out in Seattle against the Mariners. We got the lineup. We'll bring you to a little bit. Leading off starts in about 2 hours at 8:30. Bo Wolf later in the show on the Eagles. We know they're a primetime opener, week two, at home against the Minnesota Vikings on Monday night. So we'll get to some schedule leaks that are coming out Thursday. We're going to have a big schedule release show Thursday night, which I'm excited for. So a lot to do on this show as we talk Sixers here to start us off. And how about Doc Rivers last night after the game? Is Doc taking a little credit here for calling James Harden's big night? I didn't know Doc knew it was coming. Here's Doc Rivers after the game.
It's just James being James. He played great. We loved, I said it before the game, I felt like he was going to have a big game tonight, you know, and I didn't know 31 points. I didn't know all the other stuff, but you can just sense it. You know, and again, the points are great, but if he has 20 points and 14, either way he does it, they're all points for us and we're good.
Doc Rivers calling the James Harden big game before. Of course, he reminded us afterwards.
How many people did he tell beforehand?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering there. Yeah, I don't know if anyone, including Doc, was calling for 31 points or anything close to that before the game. But James Harden delivered last night. 215-592-9494. Where are you on this comeback? Can the Sixers do this, hope or believe that they're actually going to pull this off and win this series? I'm in the camp of hope. I have hope that they can. Last night was impressive. Last night was the best win this group has had in a long time. But I don't believe it yet. I need to see them go win a game in Miami. I need to see this team go on the road with their shooters and shoot on the road, which they didn't in game one or game two. I need to see Joel Embiid be able to get through all these games and the fact that thumb is still an issue. And you could tell he hates shooting with the mask on. Like, it bothers him, right? When he's posting up and it's a dunk or a layup, you know, that's fine. Like, he could do that easily, but he hates that mask. You can't tell, like, he takes it off every little chance he gets.
Well, that thing's going to be fogging up, sure, right? Like, it's got to be just annoying. It's unnatural. It blocks your line of vision. Like, it can't be comfortable either.
It kind of reminds me of the way I was when the pandemic first started. So I'm a glasses wearer, okay? So wearing glasses with a mask, like a face mask, like we all had to wear, protective mask, over the past couple of years, it would fog up. So, like, one time it was, and this wasn't that long ago, maybe, last fall or whatever, but it was so cold outside that my glasses were so fogged from my walk to my car to the building. And I got on the elevator here at work, and Jack was coming in the elevator, and so was one of the big bosses here at Odyssey. I was so fogged up in my glasses, I didn't even see either of them.
Well, this was a top five idea.
I know.
Made later.
Yeah, yeah. I know. He was.
You said you couldn't see, right?
I couldn't see anything. I didn't even know anyone was there with me. Like, he didn't even say hello. I mean, like, I think I said hey because I felt human beings with me, but, like, I didn't know who they were. And he, of course, didn't say anything. Quite a nice
friend.
What
is the science behind that, by the way? Like, I know everyone's glasses did fog up, but, like, why wearing a mask on your nose and mouth did that fog up your glasses?
My thought was, and I don't know if it's science or just my dumb idea, like the air from my mouth was like, it didn't have anywhere to escape. Like, it would just kind of go up towards my own eyes and
so
get trapped.
Like, okay, I got you. So you're like breathing on it directly.
Right. Exactly. It's almost like, you ever watch someone clean their glasses by putting air on them?
Sure.
Yeah, but I was doing that every moment of my day.
Yeah, it would fog up.
Yeah, so it was bad. So anyway, I get it. I get Joel Embiid not liking the mask. Nobody likes, you know, playing. I'm sure nobody likes playing like that. But I need to see them go and do it again. I need to see them play well on the road. I hope this continues. I don't believe it yet. 215-592-9494. Hope or belief that the Sixers are coming back to win this series. Kashmir is in Potsdam. Hey, Kashmir.
What's going on? That was pretty quick.
Got you right up, buddy. Always get you up. What's up, Kashmir? What are you thinking?
So I gotta say, you know what? Normally I don't say I like to believe in a team. I'm usually more hope, wait and see type of guy. You know, that's kind of the fan I am. But I gotta say, with this team, Joe, with this Sixers team, I gotta say I'm in the belief category. They've proved me wrong many times. I really didn't think they had a snowball's chance in going into Toronto in Game 6 and winning that, and they went in and just stomped a foot on them and they crushed them. And I really didn't think, you know, maybe a 60-70% Joel Embiid, I didn't think they were going to win either one of these games in game 3 or 4 in Philly. And, you know, and they did. And especially in game 3 where they crushed Miami. Now, one thing that would kind of give me cause to pause is that Miami's not going to go 7 from 35 from 3. It's not going to happen. They're not going to go 7 for 35 from 3. They are going to shoot better than that in Miami. However, they're kind of a one-trick pony. They really don't – yeah, they play defense, but they can't really go – they don't have another score like the Sixers go have. And they have a couple guys they can go and score. Tobias can go and score. Maxey, he's got to play better on the road. Maxey, if he can go score, welcome to Philadelphia, James Harden. He can score. I don't think they have the scoring to keep up with the Sixers, especially with Joel Embiid. Especially with Joel Embiid in the lineup, I just don't think they have enough scoring to take on the Sixers. And I think the Sixers have been playing a lot better defense. Now, is that going to happen on the road? We'll see. But I really think they will. I think the Sixers are going to win Game 5. I think it's going to be a squeaker in Game 5, but they'll win. They'll steal it. And I think Game 6 will come back home in Philadelphia, and I think the place will be rocking. And I think they win by. They'll win probably like 15-20 there.
Wow. And well, Kashmir, if they do that, what a remarkable turnaround in this series. Because to lose if they lose the first two, obviously they lost the first two already, but if they lost the first two and then win 4 in a row, I mean, if I told you that last week, no one would have believed it. I mean, it's remarkable if they pull this off. And I really think Game 5 is the key, because the winner of Game 5 probably wins this series.
I think they got to win Game 5, because you don't want to go into Game 7. You don't want to go into Game 7 in Miami. That's something you really don't want to do. I'm not saying they couldn't win in Game 7, but I think Game 5 is the one you want to get. Because in Game 6, because that means you have Game 6 right back in your home building. And especially, not only that, but also look at the way Miami's built. They don't have a healthy Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry looks like he's cooked.
Oh, he looks so old. And every possession looks like he's in pain right now.
Yeah, and also, I don't know the reason they're not playing Duncan Robinson. I mean, he's like a sniping sharpshooter. I don't know why they're not playing him, but hey, I mean, he's obviously in the doghouse for something. So I really think the Sixers are really going to go take care of business. I really do.
Well, I love it, listen, Kashmir. And if they do it, it would really change the whole tenor on this franchise and what we've been talking about with them for a long time. Like, the Sixers have been untrustworthy for a long time, especially in big games, big playoff games. They've been the opposite of trustworthy. It feels like anytime, you know, something can go wrong, it will go wrong. But the last two games, it changed the series, and Joel Embiid's return obviously has changed the series. 215-592-9494. All right, I want to throw this in with the Embiid stuff. So today we got the, I guess not even an announcement, but a report. And this time it's actually a credible source other than last week. I don't know what happened last week. Last week went off the rails with that fake news that Joel Embiid was going to win the MVP.
First he was getting it Game 3, then Game 4, then he never got it.
Right, and it was like media people yelling at each other over reports that weren't true. Someone deleted a tweet. If you've been following this in the gambling world, you knew Joel Embiid was not winning the MVP. PointsBet, which is a sports book, you know, DraftKings, FanDuel, and PointsBet, FoxBet, there's a million of them. PointsBet about 2.5 weeks ago paid out the Nikola Jokic winners. Like, if you bet on him, they paid you. Like, there's no way a sportsbook is just giving away money. They knew. And I think everyone has known for a couple weeks now. And we saw the public ballots that came out, the first place votes. You know, a lot of writers put their public ballot out. So you kind of add the numbers together. You started to realize about 2 or 3 weeks ago that Jokic was likely going to win the MVP, wasn't going to be Embiid. But this morning, Adrian Wojnarowski, and that's how you know it's gospel now. If Woj knows it, everyone knows it. That's the truth. So Adrian Wojnarowski put it out this morning that Nikola Jokic is going to be named the MVP, his second in a row, and Joel Embiid obviously is not going to win the MVP, and he's going to finish second. And I'm not surprised this happened, and I saw it this morning, and I heard it all day. And it's been this outrage here in Philadelphia that Joel Embiid is not going to win the MVP. And let me make this clear. I think Joel Embiid is a great player. I think Joel Embiid is MVP worthy. If Joel Embiid had won the MVP, and we know now he's not going to, I'd have no problem with it. Like, Joel Embiid is worthy of the MVP. But I've looked at this award as a toss-up. In fact, I would say it was a three-player toss-up between Joel and Jokic and Giannis. I didn't think that Joel Embiid ran away with this thing, and this is like the biggest travesty, you know, award travesty in history. I don't buy that. And I'm looking right now at the Jokic Embiid, you know, comparison. And I'm not going to go into really advanced stats because, let's be real, you don't know how they're calculated, and I don't either. I mean, I think it's silly to do that.
You're not a big VORP guy?
No, I don't even know how they do it. I'm just looking at raw numbers. It's pretty even. I mean, you look at the season these guys had. Obviously, Jokic had a season in terms of points, assists, rebounds. No one's ever done that, ever in the history of the NBA. So he had a pretty remarkable season. Neither of these players led their teams to the best record or the top seed. So we have to take that out. It's not like, well, this guy carried his team to this many wins. Well, they had similar amount of wins. They each were not top two or three seeds, right? Four seed and the six, I think it was. They were kind of middle of the pack among playoff teams in their own conference. This year, Jokic had more minutes. He played more minutes this year. He made more shots. He had a higher field goal percentage. He made more threes. Joel had a better three-point percentage. He made more free throws, more free throw attempts, better free throw percentage. Offensive rebounds, Jokic. Rebounds, Jokic. Assists, Jokic. Turnovers, Embiid had less. Steals, Jokic had more. Blocks, Embiid. Points, Embiid. It is really, really, really close. I looked at it as dead even. 215-592-9494. Do you think Joel Embiid was snubbed for the MVP? I don't. I didn't look at this as he should have run away with this thing. I looked at it as he had an MVP year, and Jokic had an MVP year. And this happens. I mean, this happens in sports. It's not – I think we like to make MVPs clear-cut. I think it's just – it's the way we like to talk about, like, oh, he was the MVP or he was the MVP. I don't think that happens every year. I think, you know, sometimes a narrative kind of takes over and a bunch of voters go one way, but – a lot of times it's pretty darn even. I thought in the NFL last year, I know Rodgers won the MVP. I thought Tom Brady had a real case to win the MVP. And if he won it last year, he deserved it. Like, I wouldn't have been that upset about it. I feel the same way about this. Like, I feel bad that Joel's not going to get it. And he played it great this year and he helped carry this team. But I think we're missing one little part of this when we yell and scream about Embiid not winning. And it's going to be Jokic now. And we're missing is this. All year, Jokic was without his other best players. Joel was without his second best player, or should have been second best player, and that was the story early on. Remember, Embiid was the favorite early on, first 2-3 months of the season. What changed? Well, James Harden arrived, and I know he's not the Harden that he used to be, but like, Joel got help. Maxi emerged. Harden arrived. He got help. Jokic never got his guys back. Like, he never got Jamal Murray to come back and play. I understand why Nikola Jokic won the MVP. I don't think Joel was snubbed. 215-592-9494. Joel's a great player. And Joel Embiid is an MVP caliber player. But so is Nikola Jokic. And for that matter, so is Giannis Antetokounmpo. They're all great players. They're all MVP caliber players. This is, I mean, we're grasping it. We're parsing here. I don't believe he was snubbed. Dan, do you think Joel was snubbed for the MVP?
Look, snubbed is a strong word. It sounds like you absolutely think one guy should have won. But if I had to vote for MVP, I would have voted for Joel Embiid. I understand it was close. I understand Nikola Jokic had a really, really good season, and Giannis was in there as well. But I thought the consensus was that, like, Embiid was going to win this thing until that Bontemps poll came out with a week or two left in the season. And then the whole narrative flipped and was like, well, yeah, Jokic does all these things better. I'm looking at Joel Embiid, who is the leading scorer in the league, who I think is a far better defensive player than Nikola Jokic is. As you mentioned, both guys were down some of their supporting cast members, really important supporting cast members. And the knock on Embiid had always been like how many games he's played. Last year, Jokic, because he plays almost every night, and Embiid hadn't done that. Like, Embiid played the games this year, and for all he had to overcome, and for whatever the narrative thing is worth, the fact that you had the distraction of Ben Simmons out this entire time, and Embiid still did what he did, having the best season of his career, I really tried to look at this thing objectively, pulling my Sixers fandom out of it, but I still believe he should have won it.
Dan Wilson says Embiid. I think a lot of people say Embiid. And I just want to put this out there before we get into this debate. I would be happy if Joel won. I'm rooting for Joel Embiid to win it. But I don't think this is egregious. I mean, Nikola Jokic is the first player in NBA history to have 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, 500 assists in a season. He had an historic season for the Denver Nuggets. Joel Embiid had a great season for the Sixers. Giannis, I think, is the best player of all three of them. And if just ask me one player for one game I got to win, I'd pick Giannis Antetokounmpo. Look, in the NBA, there's the best player doesn't always win the MVP. And I do think, if you ask me right now, who's a better player all around, I would say Joel Embiid is a better player.
Well, and that's kind of become the argument here. It's like, hey, when's the Nuggets' next game? They got bounced in the first round.
Right.
Look at the impact Embiid's having. He comes back. They flip the series.
Right. And that's fair. But to also be fair, the Sixers would have lost the Warriors in the first round, too. Right? Like, yeah, Joel Embiid would have lost to the Warriors if he was matched up in the first round against them, too. He wasn't. Jokic was. The Nuggets went out. But we can't do that. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki once won an MVP and got knocked out in the first round. I mean, the playoffs are separate from the regular season. They are different. Joel Embiid's still playing, and maybe, if you believe they're going to pull this off, he might be playing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe he'll go to the Finals, and Joel Embiid can... Look, I hope Joel Embiid channels this and plays.
I was going to say, what does this mean for the future of the series? It has to be good, right?
Well, I think so. I just hope he doesn't... Like, you know how Joel could be out of control sometimes? I hope he channels
it. He doesn't start
it.
Complaining about
right,
it.
Right, like, I just hope he channels that I should have won and puts on a bleep you performance in Game 5 to show all the voters he should have won. And that's great. That'd be great for the Sixers. But I look at it and I say, man... I don't see the outrage. Like, I'm not outraged that Joel Embiid is not winning this thing. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Joel Embiid was snubbed for the MVP? It feels like Philadelphia does, and I get it. Like, he's our guy. He's the best player in this city. But I don't think this was a year where it was overwhelming. Like, this happens. Other great players have great years. The best player, quote unquote, doesn't always win the MVP. LeBron only has what, 4? Right,
well, yeah, there's some voter fatigue that factors into that as well.
Does.
He should have won 10 years in a row, if
right.
being realistic.
I mean, one time Derrick Rose won over LeBron James. Derrick Rose was not a better player. He had a great year, and his team was the number one seed. He's not a better player. I mean, Karl Malone won a couple of these things over Michael Jordan. Like,
yeah,
this,
no one ever thought Malone was better than a better player than
no
MJ.
No way. So this doesn't have to mean that Jokic is a truly better player, but he had an MVP caliber season. 215-592-9494. Do you feel Joel was snubbed? I don't. I think it was a toss-up. Chris, is it Pets talking? Hey, Chris.
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
How we doing, Chris?
I wanted to know if you recall my call when I told you the Raptors are going down in 6, and you said I was better off donating my money to charity when I bet money line at 255 when you're on the day show with that.
I do, and you were right.
So I tell you, stick with me. I'll listen to you with baseball, basketball. You got to stick with me, brother. You're a little light on your basketball. Jokic, I don't really care who wins MVP, but you just look at Jokic the past 2 years. I believe he's 1-7, even though that has nothing to do with voting in the regular season. 1-7 in the playoffs. He basically maimed a guy. You may knock Morris out. He hasn't been the same. He had back issues all over the place. He's a shell of himself. And you never hear. Think about this. It isn't even Joe that they don't like JoJo. That's part of it. They don't like the process, man. They ain't never going to give the city the.
Yeah, I don't buy that, Chris. I don't buy
that.
Think about
it.
I don't buy it.
I know you don't buy it, Joe, because you're one of those guys that does the analytics and is a liberal, and that's great. That's fine. Let me ask you this, Joe.
Analytics and liberal. What does this have to do with basketball? Like, what are we talking about?
It's just the way you carry yourself. Let me ask you.
But I don't understand. Wait a second. What does this have to do with the MVP race? Like, I didn't mention any analytics. What did I mention?
No, just because you go into analytics with all your stuff and half of it's just
what analytics, Chris? What analytics?
You always go after like stats when you do baseball and football and this guy and when you're pounding wins with Ike.
Chris, the eye test is great, and the eye test works. But the eye test, your eye test, mine, everybody's, it is biased.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Like, you disagree all the time. I'm not. I'm just telling you my opinion, and you're trying to tell me Joel Embiid wrote it in the top 10 defensive players of the year. And you don't think that they didn't like the process? You got to be out of your mind, dude. You got to pull your head out of your rear end. It's common sense.
Now this is what
everybody
we say. This is what we say to make ourselves feel better, Chris.
No, Joe. See, you pick who you like and who you don't like. And I think you root for the Sixers. You really don't care for the Sixers, man. You're not a basketball guy. You're not a Sixer guy. You're never down there. You only talk about them when you and Howard trashed them. And then you laugh and you ride Howard's coat down.
We're talking about him right now. No, there's no one here with me, Chris.
Sixers. You're never in a positive. It's always moving the goalposts back. You move them back all the time.
Chris,
ever since the Raptors. Joe, just face it, dude.
Chris, it's been
not
2 weeks. Chris,
you're
it's
not
been.
You're not a basketball guy, Joe. You're not.
Chris,
your
justification for Joel not winning is because people don't like the process.
Not the people. The league. There's writers.
What
like
league?
But Chris,
the writers have nothing to do with the league.
They were offended by it, Joe. It's all over the place.
Oh.
Ask anybody on your station. Ask Ike Reese.
Guess what? I don't have to agree with Ike.
John Johnson. You need to sit down with John Johnson and learn basketball.
Chris, agree with this.
No, I don't care. You don't have to agree with it, but to learn basketball, sit down with someone.
I don't need to sit down with anybody, Chris. I don't need to sit. Everyone is looking for a reason.
You don't know baseball. That's it.
Chris,
you don't know baseball.
So did you call to yell at me or to have a conversation? Why do you think he didn't win? Because people don't like Philadelphia. Because the process.
Yeah, and they don't like his antics when he was doing the bird and he was all cocky when he was younger.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question.
No, stop for a second. I've heard this a lot. That Joel Embiid's not winning the MVP because people didn't like the process and didn't like the fact that they tanked 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Why put him second on the ballot? Can you explain it to me?
Dude, you're a dumbass.
There we go again. I love Chris. He just yells at me for no reason. Because you know why? Logic doesn't matter to some people. Do you think he's not winning it, Dan, because the process?
No, I think he didn't win it because the voters out there believe Jokic had the better regular season.
Yes, and I do.
I don't think it has anything to do with Philly versus Denver.
No,
or
I don't think so
else.
Either. Why? Who cares about Denver? Like that? Like Philadelphia? Here's my thing about
Denver's a small market team, relatively speaking. Yeah.
Someone had brought this up recently that Joel's not going to win because when Philadelphia athletes have a chance to win something, they don't win it. It's the exact opposite, actually. Bryce Harper won an MVP last year on an 82-win baseball team. Okay, if Carson Wentz doesn't get hurt in 2017, he's obviously going to win the MVP. Allen Iverson won an 0-1. Jimmy Rollins won when Matt Holiday had a great season, ironically Denver versus Philadelphia, back in 2007. Like, when Philadelphia athletes, at least in the last 20-something years.
Ryan Howard, too.
Ryan Howard, 06. And if you go back, and that was right before the analytics revolution really took over baseball.
Pujols had, like, an unbelievable year.
Unbelievable. Like, I think now, same year, Pujols probably wins because the way they kind of look at the numbers are different now. But any time in the last 20-something years, a Philadelphia athlete has had an MVP-caliber season, they have either won it or finished second. This is baloney that there's some sort of Philadelphia bias. That doesn't make any sense. The facts don't back this up. Joel Embiid had a great year. So did Nikola Jokic. We're telling ourselves they don't like the process to make ourselves feel better. Also, answer me this. If it was about that, why is he finishing second? Like, if you have a ballot and it's a point system and you write someone down to second, you're helping them win. You realize that. Like, I don't – like, if Dan and I each had ballots and I didn't know who Dan was going to vote for, Dan didn't know who I was going to vote for. Okay? And let's say I didn't want someone to win. Well, wouldn't I write – if I didn't want Joel to win, and I wish he did, I would write Jokic, Giannis, Embiid because he would have a third-place vote then. I guarantee you when these votes come out, it's going to be Jokic with the most first-place votes and Embiid with the most second-place votes, right? Because if you don't want him to win, wouldn't you put him third? He's going to finish second.
Yeah, he'll finish second. The odds would reflect that, and every sports book would show you that he's second. Giannis is third. And these, by the way, were just the three finalists that we're still talking about.
Right.
But there were other guys some people believe Ja Morant should be the MVP. I mean, there are other – Steph Curry, whoever.
Devin Booker led a team to 64 wins. He's not even mentioned in all this. He's 25-5-5, you know, 25-5-5.
There's a lot of talent in the NBA. It's not just these couple of guys. But Jokic won it because people believe he's better. I think if you flip roles, I don't think it has anything to do with Joel Embiid playing in Philly.
No, I think that's crazy. Brandon, is it Boy or 10? Hey, Brandon.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Brandon. What are you thinking, buddy?
Hi, first time calling in. Love your show.
Thank you.
I love it. So, reason why nobody talking about this, but listen, the West this year was trash. Like, let's be honest. I mean, you had the Spurs get in. What were they, 32-48 getting the play-in? So, nobody's really taking that into account, which I think is a huge deal, okay? Another thing, and I know it doesn't go with the playoffs, I get it. But listen, who takes their MVP out in final minutes of a game because he's a defensive liability? Let's be honest.
Yeah, Brandon, and you're talking about the series they lost to the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
I think Joel might have to come off the floor at times against the Warriors, too. Like, they play a small ball lineup with five guys that could shoot threes. Now, Joel's a better defensive player, but I think we're using a really weird kind of one-off to knock Jokic. Like, that's
right.
The Warriors.
But and another thing, he had – what was the assist that he averaged?
Who
about nine?
Jokic, Jokic had a ton of assists. Yes.
Okay. If you look at the stats, and apparently that's what it's all about now.
7.9 per game.
Okay. He averaged that, and he had five players on his team averaging above 10 points. Okay. Now on paper, the Sixers look better. You know, we got Maxey. You know, Harden for the 2 months, and Tobias. But with that being said, they were inconsistent all year. All year. If Embiid wasn't on the floor, we were not winning. Not at all. The game probably wasn't really that close. Unless, Maxey had a huge night. So that's what bothers me, is that, it's a little too stat-based versus it being valuable.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And Brandon, I appreciate the phone call. But I think Also, let's be real about this. We're not sitting there watching Nuggets games. Like, we're just disparaging voters who watch the entire league because our guy didn't win. I wish Joel Embiid won. And by the way, if I had a vote, and I don't, someone sent me a message, glad you don't have a vote, I would have voted Joel Embiid. I would have went Embiid 1, Jokic. I might have put Jokic 3, to be honest. But I think Giannis is the best player of the three of them. He's just going to finish third this year. But I would have voted Joel over Jokic if I had a vote. I don't get a vote. Dan doesn't get a vote. Chris Stapletz-Hawken doesn't get a vote. He thinks he should have one. He doesn't get one. I don't have one. I would have voted Joel Embiid. I don't think this is like the biggest snub in the history of basketball. I think they're two great players. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Now, this is an important topic. Also an important topic. What happened to David Dodge or Dodge David? What does he go by? What is it? Is it David Dodge? Dodge David?
David, I think it's David Dodge.
David Dodge, who fell asleep last night. We've all seen the video. And this morning, he spoke to Dave Uram of WIP and KYW. We're going to let you hear what the superfan had to say of why he fell asleep. What happened last night? Because we're all wondering watching that game. We'll hit that. Do you believe Joel Embiid was snubbed? And where are you on this series? Hope or belief in the Sixers coming back to win this thing? 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.